Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you. This is the November 19th Ways and Means Committee meeting. Call roll.
Archer?
Yep.
Here. Gerentine?
Yeah,
Donaldson?
One.
Mayo?
Here.
Maloney?
Present.
Petit?
Here.
Ronk?
Okay.
And Bartels?
Here.
Great.
They're talking to Vicky. They're here.
Yeah, well, they're not here now,
okay,
so. Okay, so we'll go into resolutions. Resolution 450, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 12 of 2019, a local law amending local law number 2 of 2006, a local law adopting a county charter form of government for the County of Ulster, State of New York, and amending local law number 10 of 2008, a local law adopting an administrative code for the County of Ulster, State of New York, to require submission of departmental budget estimates from elected officials to the legislature to be held on Tuesday, December 10, 2019 at 6:05. Move. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 450.
Can I ask
a question? Oh, sure. Yep.
Is this as amended in laws and rules?
I would like it to be.
Yeah, it should be as amended.
Okay. Thank you.
I wrote as amended on the resolution
but
when I signed it.
Did we?
Okay.
We did amend it in laws and rules.
We
officially
correct.
Amended it.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
And what was that amendment?
The amendment was to take we accidentally kind of had the county executive also giving us the county, but the executive budget,
you
but it was the
out.
Other
okay.
four county
right.
elected officials.
Right,
exactly.
Okay, great. Resolution 451, establishing a policy that Ulster County shall be a zero waste community. Move.
Move it.
Second. Do I have a second? Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 452, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 13 of 2019, a local law requiring that property owners of multifamily dwellings located in Ulster County with more than 20 units have an office in Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, December 10, 2019 at 6:10. Move.
Move.
Second?
Second. Can I just ask a question? Thank you. Laura, can you just tell me what the intent of this is?
The intent of this is we have large corporations coming up and buying multiple apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
They then kind of disappear into whatever city that they're from, making it difficult to get in touch with them. And in fact, we also just had someone come up and buy three large buildings. I think it was the Lace Factory and the Artist Labs. This is to ensure that there's at least one office established in the county for them to get in touch with. We have that for their tenants. If there's a maintenance issue in the case of an emergency, the town supervisor in Esopus had to respond to a gas leak over at Lakeshore Villa that displaced 27 families. And it took forever to get in touch with the owner, you know, and then, of course, they were expected to put up some of these people in hotels. So, anyway, it's not, you know, the intent is to not over-regulate the business, and it was brought up in the conversation that, you know, how will this impact the good landlords, and quite honestly, these complexes had offices in these buildings before this other entity took over. So the good ones, or it could even be a large landlord like Rupco, where not only do they operate their own buildings, but they also kind of hire themselves out to run other.
And is a public hearing, a public hearing basically. So what we are understanding, we know that people are going to be changing this probably significantly eventually. We're probably going to make some significant change, but I think it gives us the opportunity to get that conversation going, bringing people in to actually talk about it, and hopefully we will get some good input. But I mean, I know there's certain things that I would like to change, but I'd rather see, I think that at this point, the public hearing is good, because we'll give input, and then we're going to change. And we'll have to have another public hearing, but I mean, we have to have these conversations. I mean, the rents are going up unbelievable. They're buying up these properties. That's another issue that we need to maybe address through this resolution. possibility of some type of a rent control. When you're talking 25%, 30% increases. I mean, it's absurd. I talk to everybody here knows Kathy Neame. She's in, I think use her name, but she's in Dutch Village. There, her rent went up. I think she was said she was paying $9.50 to $12.50.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Any other questions?
The only thing with that, office, you're not mandating them to keep hours.
Well, there is.
35 hours a week. Yeah. Present, 35. You know, you're kind of creating a job, too.
Excuse me?
You're kind of creating a job as well, possibly. But, you know, in New Jersey, they require you, right? They still do that? You got to have somebody to actually pump the gas?
Yeah. All right. On the resolution, all in favor?
It's public hearing. I'll support it.
Okay. Any opposed? Resolution 454, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, GIVE Initiative.
I'll move it.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 455, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the Local Emergency Management Performance Grant Program for federal fiscal year 2019 and amending the 2019 budget. Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 456. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services.
Second.
Second. I'm not even arguing today.
I see that.
I'm tired. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 457, and let me finish, Mr. Donaldson. Approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Sheriff's Association for 2019.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Yes.
I'm going to be a no on this, and it's because I actually support them more than I think. I want to support them more than they're even being supported. COs have the highest rate of suicide. They have a lower life expectancy by a couple of years to even road patrol sheriff officers. We should find the funds to give them the same contract that our sheriff's department has. We really should. I'm watching raises go to management. I can't raise health insurance on people making $100,000 a year. Let's find the money to treat these guys and gals the same way that their counterparts in the sheriff's department are being treated. You can make the argument on a day-to-day basis they have a more stressful job. Actually, that kind of goes without saying with some of the other data you see with suicide rates and life expectancy. But you could make the argument that they have a day-to-day and even more dangerous job. In our particular, we as a county actually treat RCOs worse than most of the other counties. There are a couple of counties that really look at their COs the same way they look at their sheriff's department, and they show that in their contracts. And I think that we need to start having that conversation and finding a way to do it, because it really is the right thing to do. We've been way understaffed on top of the normal day-to-day life of an Ulster County CO. It's been hell for a year or two. I don't know how many people have friends or family or constituents that they talk to on a weekly or monthly basis that are working in the jail. These guys and gals go in most days knowing they're going to be there for 16 or more hours. It's look at the overtime numbers. There's time. I talked to a guy the other day. He had to call out because he had something that he had to do that night, and there were already something like 10 or 12 people short. Everybody that was showing up, and this happens almost every day, you show up knowing you're not leaving after your regular shift. There's not many people in this county you can say that about. We talk about probation reform, jail reform, and all these other things, and I think in the same way, and we've corrected it in this country, but you look back at Vietnam and how some of those troops came home and got treated, and it was because we didn't like the war. Well, we might not like the jail or the jail system, but we can't forget about the guys and gals that we have down in the trenches dealing with this as we try to deal with it in a much more comfortable workspace. They have a rough time of it, and they deserve to be treated like the sheriff's department, and they're not. They finally, I think, just got the same uniforms, which is a nice kind of, you know, sounds nice. It's a nice feel, but it really doesn't do anything for them on the bottom line. They need more staff up there, and they should be treated equally. I'll explain that on the floor because I don't want to look like I'm not supporting these guys, but I hope and gals, but I hope going into next year that the legislature and the executive has a serious, start some serious ongoing conversations about what it would take to get them to a very similar contract, if not everything but being able to collect retirement early, even though I'd like to see them be able to do that too, as expensive as that would be for the county.
Okay, on the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? One opposed. A resolution 458 approving the memorandum of agreement between the Ulster County and the County Deputy Sheriff's Police Benevolent Association. I'm sorry, can we have one conversation, please? On behalf of the Ulster County Deputy Sheriff's Superior Officers on unit for the years 2018-2019. Move?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Can I just have a minute to, can somebody go over this real quick, because I wasn't at Lawson or
this
law enforcement?
Superior officers are, they basically,
there's not many of them. How many
use
are there?
PB.
Like five?
Yeah, they're not many.
Like
so they basically use the negotiations of the PBA and go basically work off of the deal that the PBA took and then expand that to the superior officers. It's a pretty small number.
Okay, thank you.
All right, all in favor?
They make out.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 464, authorizing the replacement of an existing closed drainage system in and for the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $560,000.
There's an urgent 460.
Oh, sorry. Well, let's just finish 464.
Okay.
At a maximum estimated cost of $560,000 and authorizing the issuance of $560,000 bonds, said county to pay the cost thereof. Second?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 460, appropriating funds from self-insurance revenues for replacement of sheriff office urgent vehicle purchased from forfeiture and amending the 2019 Ulster County budget.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 466, authorizing the replacement of sections of the gym wall at Ulster County Community College.
Yes. You don't really want to read the whole thing, do you?
I do,
okay.
Because
right,
there are people that listen in on the phone, and I've
okay.
said this once before, and I think it's in, anybody picking up the audio should understand what we're saying.
Okay.
So that's why I recite the whole thing.
I'm not sure about
so.
The phone, but
we
definitely have county
I mean
attorney.
The audio.
We definitely
I said,
have county attorneys listening.
I said the audio. Let's not be snarky. Please.
No, it's true. They are listening.
I'm sorry. Go ahead now.
I would like to, you know, I mean, we are investing a lot of money back into the SUNY campus. You know, understandably, it's an older campus built in the 60s. The asbestos is an issue that's, you know, almost doubling original estimates. But with that, I'm going to say a but. It's very remote. Our attendance is dropping. And I got a second call about another program, which is an IT and securities program, which they're talking about eliminating. I think as we are going forward with capital projects, and I'll look at this more in DPW, or Public Works, I'm sorry, but we should start looking at bringing in more into an area that has more infrastructure in it, such as the city of Kingston. I think we have two buildings in there now. We've got the Hodge Center, and we have the SUNY campus. Are those both SUNY?
Hodge is the city.
Hodges
like
the city itself, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we need to get this attendance back up. Otherwise, we're going to keep putting millions into an infrastructure that's just, I mean, they're eliminating programs now. There's two. One is
okay.
Environmental Sciences.
First legislator, Gerentine Donaldson.
Regular, our attendance is greater than we
yes.
anticipated.
Not what I was hearing, but
yeah.
President told me that himself.
Yeah, this is the same president that's eliminating two programs?
Reports to our committee, and they actually, many of the community colleges' full-time equivalency has gone down sort of slightly. Ours has actually gone up slightly, and we've been keeping that pace pretty well.
I thought last year I heard it.
Can we, one at a time, we have people waiting, please? I'm
not,
sorry, finish.
It's not gone down, and it's gone up. I mean, not it's not like big mass. Changes, but we were concerned that we were going to have a reduction, and we always, that's the first question we ask every time he shows up, and no, it's not gone down, it's gone up. And the programs, and what he's doing is also attempting to reevaluate programs. In other words, if he has five people, you know, signing up for a program, sure, those five pretty really do want that program, but the problem is it is a cost effective having the program. So, you know, he's basically constantly doing those things.
Legislator Ronk?
Thank you. Just to follow up on what Legislator Geraghty and Legislator Donaldson said, President Roberts in particular has been very proactive in actually trying to do market research on what programs people are looking for. One big boost to enrollment is going to be at some point if they can manage to have a Southern satellite. The Kingston satellite works well, but it's also in relatively close proximity to SUNY Ulster compared to the southern end of the county. Mm-hmm. And the southern end of the county is where we lose a lot of students. Every time there's a chargeback for somebody going to Dutchess or Orange or someplace else, they send out a questionnaire, why did you go? And a lot of it, a lot of it is distance, a lot of it is cost, mm-hmm. but a lot of it's programming. And so they've done a lot of market research and will continue to do a lot of market research to try and narrow in on not only the types of programs, but also the types of learning. Because, in today's day and age, brick and mortar going to campus on every class is not how everybody wants to attend college today, but not everybody wants to attend it just online either. So they're actually working on a lot of blended learning where you have some in-class learning, but also some distance learning.
They've been talking about that southern one for quite a while now.
Is there a
time frame on it?
It's tough to find a suitable location. We were working with the...
They have a suitable location. They had the town hall there, but that's not what they're doing. They're going into the high schools now. They're going to kind of... Highland High School,
mm-hmm. Walk Hill,
and mm-hmm. Marlboro High School. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start here, and hopefully they can expand it. They will go into the town hall in the town of Marlboro.
Okay. Mark?
I know that the county executive shares the legislator Petit's concern about the amount of money that we're spending on capital plans. We just sat and met with the leadership of the college 2 weeks ago. I think in 2020 capital plan or program, there's about $21 million program to be spent there. It is an aging campus and needs to be renovated. A lot of this is asbestos related other materials that raise the cost, but we did challenge them to think about where they could expand programming that isn't at the actual campus. One thing that was brought up was New Paltz, because you have a lot of students that can't get into SUNY New Paltz but want to be in that. That is kind of mm-hmm. in the southern-ish tier. But that's
so if you talk to southern legislators, we'll disagree, right, Case? Right,
that's
right,
one
Richard?
Place that they're also looking beyond probably a pure southern campus. But it is something that is on the radar,
good, okay.
And they are evaluating each of these. They have a facilities master plan that they're just underway on for an RFP, and that will help kind of guide the course of some of this program.
Legislator Bartels?
Yeah, I think also for a long time we were probably under investing in the capital mm-hmm. program at the college, and therefore now it reached a critical point in terms of having to make the commitment, which I stand behind the commitment we made and the previous county executive made, and I think we're all proud of the college. I was concerned when I heard about the programming being cut for the environmental, mm-hmm. and I know
and there's an IT one now too.
We talked about finding a way to bring in alignment with the executives and this legislature's commitment to the environment. But when I saw Jamie at the budget hearing in Woodstock, she clarified that, and I think it's some of what both Dave and Ken were talking about, that as to that program, that it was just flagged for a review due to low attendance, and mm-hmm. that they were going to evaluate how to get the attendance up, and how, because if you have a program that is way under attended, it doesn't make sense mm-hmm. to keep offering it. So I think the real challenge is how do we engage the students or the prospective students or the community into seeing the value in that kind of programming. I think Dr. Roberts is doing really, really an amazing job. And I would mean, along with Ken, we share representation of a southern town. I think if we could find a southern site, we'd see a pretty radical increase because I mean, I personally know people who have gone to Orange or Dutchess.
It's closer for my constituents to go to Orange, especially since they have a satellite campus in the city of Newburgh. And it's a big satellite campus in the city of Newburgh. But I'll tell you this. I mean, there has been nobody more committed to finding a solution than Dr. Roberts. I mean, he's, really, as somebody who went there under the previous president, Dr. Roberts, not casting any aspersions on Dr. Cott, but, Al's got the best interest of every student there at heart, and
Al came in with a fresh set of eyes, and he came from a campus that was large. He was a long-term vice president of a campus that's very large
and very innovative in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were very innovative. They were doing a lot of stuff, and he was behind a lot of that. And that's when he came here, it was his first presidency because he spent all that time as that vice president. In fact, Lincoln attests to the idea that he wasn't even going to be interviewed at first. He was not on our list because we were on the committee and somebody dropped out and we wanted to add so many members and we got added in. And he blew everybody away from day one.
Imagine if you had an interview.
He's amazing. Yeah. There's just no other way.
We should send him a copy of this.
And he's humble.
They do.
That exist here in Ulster County.
And what happened was that the reason we were
hires good people
because he was at the same place for 20 years and in that same position.
Yeah.
And that's why we were looking at it.
All right. On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 468, authorizing the extension of the public work water supply to Ulster Community College, SUNY Ulster, in the County of Ulster, at a maximum estimated cost of $2,705,665.
I'll move it by saying it's about time.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 470, authorizing the replacement of the water storage tank at Ulster Community College in the County of Ulster, New York, at a maximum estimated cost of $226,025, and authorizing the issuance of bond of said county to pay the cost thereof.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 474, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, New York Communications Company, Ulster County Sheriff.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 504, approving the execution of contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, NCA Comp, Inc., Insurance Department.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 508, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to a license agreement with the Ulster County Agricultural Society, Inc., granting it the use of the Ulster County Fairgrounds for an additional term of 1 year.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Chair Bartels?
So we formed a working group of county legislators, and we had an initial meeting with the county executive's office. We're in the process of working to schedule a meeting with representatives from the Ag Society. I talked to John Fitzpatrick, and they're going to probably bring three or four people to the table to have a discussion. And in fact, when I spoke to him today, we discussed the possibility, because this week didn't work because of everybody's budget schedule, of potentially having the meeting at the fairgrounds, which works for a lot of us are Southern, happen to be Southern reps, work at the fairgrounds, but also including a walk around the fairgrounds in that meeting, which I think would be helpful. I also met with John Fitzpatrick to kind of give an update of where we were at. And in the meeting that I had with John, he expressed the concern and the need for the 1 year before the end of this year so that they could get through in terms of their contracting for next year. I think that we've adequately expressed that we are working toward a solution that's not going to take a full year to get to. So this 1 year, it was a late resolution yesterday, but this 1 year agreement was at their request that I then called the county executive's office to execute. One thing that came up is in my conversation, I spoke again with John today. They were concerned about the amendment that had to do with the period of time in improving the music acts because of scheduling difficulties, the way that their booking agent works in terms of timing, and the booking agent contacts, you know, it's probably Gary, but contacts someone with the booking. So we had worked through a shorter term agreement, but at the end of the day, we decided to just take that section out for this 1 year agreement, which the Ag Society is very happy about, but they know that's something we'll be discussing in the long term contract when we get to long term contracts. It's just for this 1 year, 1 year extension, we're going to keep its status quo as it relates to awareness of the Music X. So that's a long explanation of how we got to today with this and why you're seeing something marked, because on the floor we're going to have to ask, we're going to have a friendly amendment to remove that.
To remove that, okay.
Yes.
Legislator Ron.
Plus, if we're going to start approving their acts, we should create an entertainment division.
Is that, this not doing that, right?
No. That's what Tracy just said. It's not, it's status quo.
It was just, there was, you can read the provision, there was a provision that that required just that they notify us who the acts were and that, you know, we would.
Yeah. It would give us advanced ability to object.
It's completely ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah,
that's removed for this extension, but it will require
an
amendment on the floor.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Anybody have any new or old business? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
So we're 2:00 tomorrow, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Hi. So I'm coming out. I'm sorry.